PopCulturePros.com, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Who else?
Your sister's ass.
Acknowledge us. What is up, everybody? I'm still sharing. They caught me sharing, but it's okay. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Just Two Sweet Show, episode number 81. We're creeping closer to 100. I am Mr. Big Daddy Cool. With me, as always, my hetero life mate, my tag team partner, Mr. Eric Zant. What's up, brother?
How we doing, my man?
Same shit, brother. I know you're knee deep in strawberries and you're sick of it, aren't you?
Oh, my God, man. I can't. You know, it's great, but it's not, because like the first couple days you're like, oh, this is great. We got all this business. We got all these people picking. It's fun. And then it's like after your 20th flat of strawberries that you're picking, because people come in and pick for themselves, but I have to pick for the stand, you know? So Dude, people still come in and buy them right off the stand. And it's like, I'll come in and Lauren will be like, I just ran out. And I'm like, so yeah, I'm over the strawberry, but I mean, it's okay. We got a couple days to let everything grow back because we're picked out. But yeah, I'm out in the field. I'm doing the store during the day, doing the farm on the evenings and the days off. So I'm on day 12 of working straight, but I don't give a fuck. It's just too sweet time.
Excellent, my brother. And we are going to start off with breaking news. Well, not really breaking. It just happened.
It's pretty breaking, I think.
It sucks is what it does.
It does.
It really sucks. Jeff Hardy pulled over in North Carolina again, drunk again, on pills, who knows what else again. Couldn't pass a sobriety test. I did post a video on our page, We have two pages because we're special. The Just Too Sweet pages. The video was a little weird, a little great. I mean, you knew it was Jeff Hardy right away. The fact that they pulled their guns, a little weird. I don't know what he did in the car. They haven't released that information yet, but here we go again with fucking Jeff Hardy. I really feel bad for the guy, but how many chances are you going to get? I mean, how many? AEW, however, did release a statement today saying he is suspended indefinitely and he will not return until he completes a program.
Rehabilitation
program. And he can stay, not just he walks out of the rehab center and go out into the ring. No, he has to stay sober for a certain amount of months, a certain amount of this. I personally think he's done. That's just my opinion. Me Eric, too. First of all, I know you watched the video too. What'd you think of the video? Is Jeff Hardy done, man? And should he stay done? I mean, the guy's got young kids at home. It seems to him like going out gets him in trouble a lot. So what do you think?
My opinion, I'm going to be frank here because I'm a guy that's had trouble in the past with substance abuse. I've been through it. I've gotten over it. You know, I don't necessarily practice the 12 steps. I'm not one of those program guys. I'm not a religious guy. I'm a guy that says, you know, I'm partying too hard. I got to stop. It wasn't anything to do with my family. It wasn't anything to do with anything. I had to look myself in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm partying way too much, and this has got to slow down, man. It's got to stop right now because I can't do it. And it was affecting my life. It was affecting everything I did. So I understand where he's coming from. But that being said, there comes a point where you have to be accountable for your behavior. It's you. It's not anybody else. It's not AEW. It's not WWE. It's not his brother. It's not anybody. He's got to realize that it might be too much for him being on the road. I mean, and dude, I can't imagine being on the road. I was a wrestler, man. I know what it's like having to drive, 300 miles. I mean, I was driving 300 miles for like $50. I mean, he gets paid well, but still these guys are busting their ass. They're on TV. You got to be here and you got to be like there and everything's got to be good. It's a lot of stress, and some guys you know, Jeff Hardy might be one of them that can't handle that. He might need something to suppress all that. And that I understand. But that being said, I think that the WWE did the right thing when they sent him home, because, like I said on one of the posts, they didn't just send him home for the hell of it and whatever. They said, or what did they do? Did they send him home or did they not?
No, they said they must have known something was up.
They had to.
They said, we will send you to rehab. We will get you help, and mm-hmm. we'll keep it on the down low, you know. And he said no. He refused. He said, I didn't fall off the wagon. I'm fine. I'm just beat up. I'm a little beat up. He was offended, supposedly.
And he's the one that made the big statement, right? Like, he said, I'm not this and I'm not that. And that's what clued me in to say, like, dude, man, oh no, it's not good. Because that's one of the telltale signs, is when somebody says, when they go on the defensive, like, as soon as you go on the defensive, like, if he just said, hey, look, I understand, maybe I'll take some time off to get my head straight, but, you know, everything is okay. It's just, you know, I'm having a rough time. If he said that and it's just complied with, not just with them, but himself, I would have been like, okay, cool. But no, he went on the defensive. That's red flag number one. Red flag number two is walking out, because you just think that you're just above everything and say, fuck it. Because when and you feel like the weight of everybody is on you, but really people are just trying to help you. Okay. And that's hard to accept. And I get that. But Jeff has been through this. He knows the deal. But then again, when you're in the throes of substance abuse, man, your judgment is very clouded. Okay. But you still have the capability to make a conscious decision. And he did not do that.
And judging by the video, he was fucking out of it.
Oh, dude, he looked hammered to me. Like, he looked
he couldn't do the line test. He skipped a couple numbers, counting to 30. He says, where are you coming from? Where are you going? I'm coming from North Carolina. Where are you going? North Carolina? That's what he said in the video. So he was definitely messed up. But now this is weird now, because he's been in AEW a couple months. Yep. He's taken some major, major bumps. You know, even for Jeff Hardy, and don't forget, this isn't Jeff Hardy at 22. This is Jeff Hardy in his 40s.
Yeah.
These bumps are going to hurt worse. He's going to feel a lot more. So when he recently got pulled from a very important tag team match, oh, he's just beat up. Oh, he's just tired. Oh, he just needs a break because his body, he's been taking those big bumps. And I'm like, well, you know what? Good for him. I'm glad. Now I don't know if I believe that shit. I don't think I believe it anymore. If he was, maybe he started popping the pills due to the pain from the giant bumps, which, all right, Jeff, we love you. Like you said, you're in your 40s now. Stop. Yeah. Stop taking those bumps.
And the thing is, Tim, is I'm going to call AEW out right now, because I feel it was a poor decision for them to immediately, because this is how this goes to show you the fucked up way AEW operates. They jump on any ex-WWF guy. They bring him in because they think he's going to be money, which all he's worth is a shot. And really, that's all it was. He was a shot. Oh, Jeff Hardy's coming. And it gets all the marks and all the media going, and it gets things generated, and I understand. But it's a shitty, cheap way to do it. And if AEW had any sort of class and recognition of why the WWE had an issue with him, they would have said, all right, Jeff, look, we'll take you. But listen, we don't know, and we're not speculating, but maybe you need to take some time to get yourself together. Instead, come on in, Jeff. Fuck the WWE. All that did was give him a pass to keep going and doing stuff. And that's dangerous. And I feel that AEW should feel a little guilt behind this, because, and I'm not saying it's their fault. It's not their fault. But it is their fault that they should have recognized, okay, this guy has a history. This guy, obviously, there's an issue, like you and I just said, with the WWE. Okay, they're not going to, because who has a better wellness program than the WWE? Not even the NFL. No, they're the ones that set the precedent for all these other ones. So you know that they're very stringent in their process of testing anything. And when they have suspicions, who knows? We don't know. Jeff may have failed a sobriety test. Jeff may have failed a piss test. We don't know, because they said, we'll keep it on the down low. And the WWE hasn't released really anything other than he left. They didn't say anything about whatever. They kept it kayfabe, which they should, because, you know, it's really not their business. I feel AEW dropped the ball.
I'm sorry. Don't forget, though, his contract was up. They wanted to re-sign him and put the Hardys in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. That was a big thing coming up.
Yeah.
They didn't care that Matt was signed with AEW. They wanted to make a big deal out of them being, you know, all their years. Yeah. And he basically just shit on that.
Yeah. And I think that's in lieu of his, of whatever he was on, whether he's drinking, whether he's taking pills, whether he's snorting coke or smoking meth.
I think it's drinking and pills. Like you said, he is taking some major. I mean, I'm 46. I can't get out of bed in the morning without something creaking or cricking or hurting or papping or snapping or twisting. Yeah. This guy's jumping off rooftops onto goddamn tables to prove that he can still do it. It's not good.
And the thing is, Tim, is if you're inebriated and you're doing something like that, you're more apt to hurt yourself. So I understand why he's probably hurting, because you know what? You feel invincible when you're up there. And you know what? He probably was not thinking through what he was doing, and it probably hurt him. It really probably did. But I feel a lot of it's due to probably the substances that he's abusing. And it's too bad, because like I said, AEW dropped the ball. They should have realized, and Tony Khan, I'll revert back to that interview that he did with CM Punk when he was going off about whatever and getting all pissed off about everything. Very unprofessional, very, very like spoiled, whatever. Cause he is a spoiled cuck with his fucking father's money. Let's face it. That's what he is. He's got the key to the kingdom, and he can do whatever he wants, and he can say whatever he wants. Even CM Punk was kind of like, all right, enough, you know, like CM Punk kind of brought it back. We talked about that. But I wish Jeff all the best. I want him to get better. Like you said, he's got a family. Okay, Jeff, it's time to take into perspective of the rest of your life. You're in your 40s. You can't bump like you did, especially those crazy shit matches they used to have with Edge and Christian and the Dudleys, those three-way ladder table chairs things. That was ridiculous, man. I mean, Devon Dudley just had surgery on his back or whatever. He can never wrestle again in his life because of all that shit. Bubba Ray fucking... he doesn't really wrestle much anymore. Edge fucking had a goddamn broken neck for how long? Now he's wrestling again, but he's not wrestling as much. And Christian still does here and there. But, dude, the toll that these guys put on the line for us to entertain us, I appreciate that. But I also appreciate if Jeff changed his style to acquiesce to the golden years that he's coming into in wrestling.
And we don't want him to stop doing the swanton off the top rope. That's fine.
No.
Stop the goddamn three stories up onto a table, onto three guys, onto the floor thing. Mm-mm. We don't need it no more. We don't need it no more.
I just, you know what? And I appreciate Jeff Hardy in the ring, jumping around, doing the move. Because he's a fucking good fucking wrestler, man. Mm-hmm. He is a very, very good wrestler. He's one of the better wrestlers. He still wrestles in an old school combined with new, you know what I mean? He can work with those guys in AEW who work independent style, but he's also, when you watch him, he's very professional. He knows where he is in the ring. He understands ring psychology. So Jeff, I feel, is one of the better wrestlers out there today. Mm-hmm. I just want him to get help. I want him to get better. Like I said, shame on AEW for not recognizing it. Like I said, I'm not blaming them for all of this, but I am blaming them for not realizing that, you know what, if we're such a professional company and we're going to, you know, take this, all they were worried about was, well, this is another way we can fuck the WWE. Not taking into account that they're playing with this man's life, okay? I feel they should have been like, okay, like I said, okay, Jeff, get your head straight. Show us that everything's cool. We'll put you in next week after. But, you know, take a minute. That's just my opinion. I feel it's probably somewhat true. But now, like you said, now things are all fucked up. They were going to go in the Hall of Fame. Fucked that up. Walked out on WWE again. Like he left on an indecent term before, I think. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, but you know what? I think Vince would pay for his rehab right now.
He would have. I guarantee you he would.
Because that's one good thing. You know, you say what you want about Vince, but any wrestler that's ever worked for him, if they need help in that department, he pays.
Yep. He'll
pay.
He will.
Even someone who hasn't wrestled for them, and if fucking Jacques Rougeau called him and said, "Hey man, I need help," they put him in rehab. They would.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a random name, by the way. I don't think Jacques Rougeau's on drugs. I'm just
No, he's, he's definitely not. Definitely not. I don't think Jacques even drinks.
He doesn't need it. He's already a lunatic.
He's crazy. But yeah, no, Vince would have helped him. I think he still would. I really hope the end of this. I really hope that wherever he gets seeks help, hope he gets it. Like you mentioned rock bottom. He's got to hit rock bottom. He's got to realize, look, man, I don't just have a family. I have my health. If I want to have a career, I got to make some changes. So Jeff, we're in your corner, dude. And I totally am with you. And I know Tim's with you. And we just want you to get better. I don't give a fuck about fucking AEW.
I don't want to see another arrest video. You know, like, no. It's just horrible. It's rough to watch because we've been watching the guy for 20, 30 years, whatever, how long he's been around. You got to watch this guy taking a sobriety test.
Yeah.
And he did something because I'm not going to get into this whole police thing, but they whipped their guns out pretty quick.
Yeah, Tim, I wanted to mention that. Why is it, okay, and I'm not anti-cop. I'm pro-cop. I believe the police haven't gotten a fair shake. I believe that a lot of the police...
Me too. I'm very pro-cop.
I don't feel that there should be this big fucking thing with defunding the police. It's bullshit, okay? Police are here to protect and serve. And you put yourself in their shoes and try to do what they do in New York City, in Atlanta, in Jacksonville, in Dallas, okay? Let alone in a little shit hick town like I live in. And I'm not shitting on deposits. I'm just saying it's a very small town and, you know, it doesn't have the same, it has different aspects of it than a big city. And yes, you can't compare apples to oranges, but the thing is, New York City, you try policing in New York City. It's nearly impossible. And these guys try to do their best at what they do. But I will say this. Why are our police pulling guns out? Don't they have tasers, batons, spray, something like that? I mean, do the guns have to come out? Like, I'm a little put off by that. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm thinking he reached. Maybe he, you know, like you said.
Understandable.
These cops can't make that judgment until they have the situation under control. Then they could, you know, non-lethal, because you don't know what they're rolling up to.
You don't. But if you have all these cops there, I don't know. It just sounds sketchy to me. Until the bottom of it is, we get to the bottom of everything and we know everything, I'm not going to speculate, but I don't like preemptive, because you hear too much about these cops shooting first and asking questions later. That's no way to operate either. That is not.
I'm sure it'll come out why they drew that gun so quickly.
I hope so.
I'm thinking he reached under the seat or reached in the you know, he probably did something that freaks them out, you know.
Oh yeah, and he was drunk and he probably didn't know what he was doing. So it's
he did it. Oh, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
The cop even asked him, said, "Dude, do you know what day it is? Like, do you know what?" He was like,
"He probably had no idea where anything was, what was going on. It's a fucking mess."
Three or four, maybe even five, six people called 911 on the guy because he was driving so erratically. That tells you how fucked up he was driving his fucking sports car down the highway. And that's again, terrible. He could have killed a car full of kids.
Could
have. I mean, I do. I feel so bad for him, but you know what? It's enough, dude. Rock bottom. It's enough. I don't mean to move the rock bottom. I mean, you got to hit fucking rock bottom because he's never going to get hit better.
No. No, and let's just hope that this can be resolved and we don't have to see guys that we admired in this kind of situation, you know, okay? Because it saddens us. It's not humiliating. It's not whatever. It's not fuck this guy. It saddens us. It hurts our heart.
Yeah, it does.
Because you don't want to see anybody like this. It's like, because I've already looked on other sites and saw comments. Oh, fuck him. No, man, that's not how you approach this, man. This guy is screaming for help, okay? Instead of fucking getting all angry at the guy, wish that he gets the help that he needs, okay? You don't need anger, you don't need tough love, you don't need whatever. He needs to clean up, get his head straight, and get back into the game. And it's going to take a long time, but he can do it.
I hope so. I do want to see him in the Hall of Fame one day.
I do too. I thought that would have been fantastic.
All right, let's move on to another interesting topic that I think we mentioned it last time we were on, but we really didn't dig deep into it. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who I think is the greatest heel going right now in professional wrestling.
No doubt in my mind.
Izzyverse, what's up, man?
What's up, Izzy?
shoot that turn to his shoot. See, that's the thing. Is he, you have your opinion on that. Right now, well, let me give you a quick backstory. MJF came out after the whole thing leading into Double or Nothing was he didn't show up to a signing. He wasn't going to show up to the pay-per-view. He did show up. He did what he had to do. He lost, by the way. And then he rolled. He carried him out on a stretcher. But as soon as he hit the curtain, he popped up off the stretcher, took off, and left. Like he didn't want nothing to do with the company. That's some fishy shit right there.
That is.
Next night, or the Wednesday night following on Dynamite, he comes out and drops, the biggest pipe bomb since CM Punk's pipe bomb back in the day. And let me tell you something. He went hard. He went hard. He went rough. He shit on Tony Khan, shit on the company, and said what we've been saying since day one. You're giving all the WWE guys the shots. You're giving all the WWE guys the money. But I've been here since day one, and I don't have shit to show for it. Thank you, MJF, for saying what we said already.
Who can't you hear, Frank?
Who can't you hear, Frank? Is it you?
We can hear each other. I don't know what the fuck you can't hear. Tim. Tim.
Eric, let me ask you this now. Because now we're hearing it's a work. Now we're hearing it's a shoot. Now we're hearing it's a work shoot. It's a combination of the two. So in your opinion, we all have our opinions. That's why we're here. Give our opinions. Work, shoot, work, shoot. Which one do you think it is?
I think that it was a planned promo, it was intended to be a worked shoot. And I think he turned the tables actually and started his own real shoot. So I think it was a work shoot turned into a real shoot. Cause I can't see because
Frank, that's a little sexual, by the way.
I don't think, yeah, that's kind of weird, Frank. You better have some green tea or something.
He can hear us now. Good.
Thank you, Terzio.
We're always nice, Terzio.
We're always nice, Terzio.
You're the one who doesn't be nice sometimes. And we have to retaliate. But no, we're very nice.
We have thick skin. If you're gonna fuck with us, you better have thick skin too. So the thing is, Tim, I think honestly, my opinion is that it was a work shoot. He took the opportunity to turn it into a real shoot. He did a Roddy Piper where he just said, you know what? I'm just gonna lay it out on the line. I'm gonna tell it how it is. And if nobody likes it, fuck him. Because he's got a point. Listen, he is one of the homegrown guys on AEW, okay? He's not fucking Moxley, who was fucking, what was he, Dean Ambrose. Primrose Ambrose. Okay, he wasn't him. Fuck Kenny Omega, okay? Kenny Omega's not a homegrown thing. He's a fucking jerk who couldn't make it in the States, who went to Japan, who everybody knows that, If you're a white guy in Japan, you're a gaijin, they love you over there, and especially if you act like a goof like he does, you're gonna fucking get over, especially nowadays in this climate of wrestling. Okay, the way wrestling is,
you can throw anybody in that Bullet Club and they're over. Anybody,
they're over. Anybody. Okay, so that doesn't impress me either. So Kenny Omega, I tried to get on. I tried to understand it and see how, with all this hype. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it. And now there isn't much hype because the guy's hurt every other month. And I just don't feel, and I know I'm going off whatever, but I got to get this out. I don't think Kenny Omega is one of the greatest. I think he's subpar. I just think that they found an indie name. He's a name in the indies, okay? Does he have it to get to the level of WWE? He's not an AJ Styles, okay? There's no way he's anywhere near as good as AJ Styles, and he's never going to be, okay?
I agree.
No, he is not. AJ's fucking phenomenal, just like he says he is, okay? That's all that I'm going to say about that. But back to this, he's not homegrown like MJF was. MJF was, he grew from AEW. He got his big start in AEW. He's made... That's the biggest stage he got to get to, and he turned himself from that. Okay, you know what? You signed the Big Show, you signed Christian, you signed Arn Anderson, you signed Sting. Okay, so you get all these guys, and there's what, 25, 30 more names, Tim, that we could name.
Well, like we said, though, we said that on the last show, though, real quick, Eric. Five world champions in AEW history. Three of them are WWE guys.
Yeah. So why are you giving? Why are you giving this guy, who's the fucking hottest heel right now, could be contended in all of wrestling? I mean, he is.
I'd say so.
He's
living it outside the ring.
He's Piper level heel, man. He's Piper level heel.
He is.
Like, he is Piper Mr. T level heel. He is Piper Jimmy Snuka level heel. I mean, Piper kayfabe that everywhere he went.
If you MJF, watch that one shot, a little kid brings a little diagram thing to him to autograph, whatever. He goes, "How long did it take you to make that?" And the kid said, "Weeks, whatever." He fucking shoved it right onto the floor, smashing it. I'm like, holy shit. I mean, this guy is living the gimmick, and that's fantastic.
And that's what needs to happen, because he just blurred the line again. Okay.
He's kayfabe. He's Captain Kayfabe right now.
You do not know what's going on. And that was the magic of wrestling. Because all the guys who back in the day who thought they were savvy and said, "Oh, this is all bullshit. This is what," they really didn't know. And even as we find out how things were back then, we still didn't know. Because some of that stuff was a shoot. Some of those guys were pissed off. Okay. So it's ignorant to fucking say, "Oh, I'll wrestle this wrestling." Dude, that's the magic of wrestling. That's why it keeps us coming. That's why we appreciate it and love it. And Jim Cornette puts it the best. I can't put it as good as he can, but Cornette, if anybody, you know, wants to hear a different opinion that, you know, I happen to subscribe to, Cornette basically says, you know, a part of the art of wrestling was kayfabe, because yes, it's a magic show. Yes, it's predetermined, but it's our own thing. Okay. It's a different medium of entertainment. It's sports, it's entertainment, but listen, man, it didn't go on for 70 years before kayfabe got broke for no reason. It worked. It people made millions.
Well, the opinions are starting to come in. Rick says it's all a work. I don't think it's all a work. Raul, what's up, Raul? Welcome back to the show, man.
What's Raul got to say?
He says it's a work shoot, but it turned out to be too much of a real shoot. MJF had a right to feel the way. If he doesn't get paid by AEW, make a mistake. I absolutely agree. My only problem with this is, I don't want to say it, but WWE will ruin him.
At this point in the juncture, yes, I believe they will. He will be fucking white hot for about 3 months, and then all of a sudden, it's like sticking that when the blacksmith sticks the iron in the fucking water to cool it off. That's how quick. And it's sad, because that's what's going to happen. I really wish that some of these guys like Pritchard, well, Jeff Jarrett's in there now, so maybe Jarrett will have sense enough to see some of these things play out longer, let these things go longer, let these guys have real feuds, let them build themselves up. You know what I mean? Not just like, "Oh, this guy's champion this week. This guy's champion next week. Okay, this guy's heel. Wait a minute, now he's a face." It's like, come on, man. It's like, you're just, And these fans have gotten so used to it, they don't even know what a good wrestling show is. I mean, Tim, you said it yourself a couple weeks ago, watching the WWE. You didn't see the first match for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
40 minutes. And I know that the WWE likes to say, "Well, it's entertainment." Well, no, dude. It's fucking professional wrestling. It's not fucking.
I still want to see people fight each other. Yeah.
I want to see 90% wrestling. 10% bullshit. Like the intro,
you can't make South Park right. Remember South Park did that episode making fun of that? They never wrestled once. All they did was talk. And it was a soap opera.
Yeah.
So that was a fantastic episode, if you ever want to watch that. Now, my personal opinion, I don't think it's all a work.
You don't think it's all a work? You think some of it was a real shoot?
I think it was a real shoot.
Me too.
Whether Tony Khan knew about it, because this is another one of those things where, why didn't he shut the mic off earlier? Why didn't he go to commercial? So you kind of want to question that. But I do think that he is frustrated with the fact that CM Punk came rolling into this company and now is now the world champion. Moxley was world champion. You know what I'm saying? Chris Jericho, world champion. All these
there
WWE
you go, Jericho.
Guys, all the WWE guys, and Kenny Omega have been world champ. The only guy not named Kenny Omega or WWE was Hangman Adam Page, and he just lost it to CM Punk, who is out, by the way, because he's hurt, but will not relinquish the title, which annoys the shit out of me. It annoys me.
CM Punk was he was doing great. Do I think he was HBK, Triple H level, Bret Hart level, Undertaker level? No. I think CM Punk was about as hot as he was going to get. I think he thought he was more over than he thought he was. I know he got Bret's endorsement. Bret thought he was the best wrestler of the day, which, you know what? Bret may have been right for the modern day, but Punk was what still he adapted to the WWE and the major promotion style, but he still wrestled too independent for me. And when I say wrestled too independent, like the indies got this style about them anymore in the last 15, 20 years, where it was just like, it's like high spot, you know, super kick, high spot. It's like, it's too much. And it's like, because I get it because I wrestled the indies, you got to wow a crowd of 100 people. Okay. They showed up. You're going to hear their criticism. You're going to hear whatever. So you've got to do something to make them snap. Okay. I get that. But when you're in front of crowds that are fucking 10,000, 15,000, slow it down. Let them get into it. Let them get mad and then bring them back. That's what wrestling psychology is. And it's like, I like CM Punk a little bit. I think he's great. I don't think he's as great as he thinks he is. It wasn't an NWO thing when he came on the same level, wasn't anywhere near it. Do I agree with Bischoff that if he had money, he could make a promotion better than AEW? I'm going to be honest with you, Tim. Yes, I do. I agree with that. But to answer your question, yeah. Tony Khan doesn't know what he's – Nick, sorry, Nick Khan's in WWE. Tony Khan is not a wrestling booker. He's got Arn Anderson there. He's got a couple other WWE, the Big Show. But you know what? When you got a billionaire calling the shots and he's paying you, you're not going to tell him no. Okay.
Well, I said, how does Tony Khan not see that he's repeating the mistakes of Eric Bischoff and WCW? I mean, again, how many times on this show?
Bischoff even told him. He's like, dude, I tried and it didn't work. He goes,
can't buy the millionaires from WWE and shun your guys that have been here since day one.
Yep. And he even said, he goes, knowing what I know and how it works, I know I could make a promotion to rival and be better than it. And I believe it. I believe Bischoff. I really do. I've become more of a Bischoff guy in the later years. I think Eric's pretty good, man. I really do. I mean, a lot of people shit on him because he sounds arrogant. But you know what? The guy knows what he's talking about, and he's a good dude. So
overall, final verdict.
Work, final verdict.
Shoot, work, shoot. What do you think?
I think it started out as a work, and it turned into a shoot. Via MJF. I think he saw the opportunity to get himself. He said, they're not going to get me over. I'm going to get myself over. If it means costing me my career, I'm still going to have somewhere to go. And I think he turned it into a shoot. And I don't think Khan was happy. And I believe, like you said, it started as a work, turned into a real shoot. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's a shoot because even a work shoot, maybe, but. No one's that good of an actor. Let me put it that way. To get all these people involved, it's too good. Because they said this started a week or two before he walked before the pipe bomb.
Yeah,
where he's been arguing with Khan, arguing about money, arguing about opportunity, and he says every week, I can't wait till 2024 when I'm a free agent. I'm going to be the hottest free agent there ever was.
And he says that you're not going to say week. That.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Like, if you said that on WWE TV, Vince would fire you, dude.
You'd be gone.
You'd be gone the next week.
But Tony Khan's the cool boss, don't forget.
Yeah.
He's the cool boss. It's all about the wrestler. So,
he's a shitty boss.
I think it was something like, hey, I just want to talk about this. Okay, go talk about that. And then he just went off. Because you can't say stuff like, you know, WWE guys are coming in, making all the money. And I'm in that's like a no-no. That's like a big no-no. So
yeah.
I'm going to say shoot. And you know what? I'm proud of him. He is probably my favorite wrestler going on right now. just because he's fucking real.
He is
in a world of sports entertainment and scripted wrestling matches. He's fucking real, and I love that about the guy.
He's a real wrestler. He's kayfabe, and that is what we need an injection of right now in the wrestling world. WWE needs it. AEW needs it. Impact needs it. Major League Wrestling needs it. Ring of Honor.
I don't want to find out if it's a work or a shoot. I don't want to know. Like, I hope I don't find out. I mean, we're giving our opinion.
Right.
But I don't want to know. I hope it's a shoot, but I don't want to know. If it's a work, God bless you guys, because you got us all. We're all marks. Congratulations. But I want it to be a shoot, but I don't want to know the answer.
No.
Just don't want to know, because I said it's a good part.
And you know what? Fuck Dave Meltzer. Fuck Dave Meltzer, because, you know, he fucking has had a fucking boner every time AEW comes on. He's their biggest mark. He's their biggest fan. He thinks Kenny Omega is the greatest thing. That just shows you how fucking dumb Dave Meltzer is. You've been around wrestling for 40 fucking years, okay? You've seen the greatest wrestlers come around. You have seen everybody from Dusty Rhodes to Ric Flair to Hulk Hogan to Randy Savage to Shawn Michaels to Bret Hart to The Undertaker, and I could just keep going. And you can say that Kenny Omega is among the greatest wrestlers of all time. Meltzer, you're a fucking mark with a fucking dirt sheet. Half the shit you say isn't right. Bruce Pritchard, as much of a fucking fat cunt he is, has debunked shit that you said about WWE. You even fucking pissed Jim Cornette off, who's the realest guy in the wrestling world right now, and you fucking pissed him off. So you know what, Meltzer? Fuck you, all right? Take your Kenny fucking Omega, take your fucking dirt sheet, wipe your fucking sister's ass with it, and fucking go away. And that's all I got to say.
And real quick, I know you popped this up with Raul said, I think as of right now, my personal opinion, the CM Punk thing failed.
It failed, I mean, miserably.
It was a lot of, you know, when he came back, it was a lot of heat. It was
a lot of hype. You
know, attention, a lot of hype. I don't see it anymore. I just don't see it.
Even
when he won the title, I didn't care.
Tim, let's be honest. The only real big moment for him was when he first appeared. After that, it was just like fucking stale bread, dude. It was like, okay, like CM Punk's
won the title. It was a decent reaction. But if MJF won the title,
bro, that would have been serious. That would
hate him or love him, the fucking place would have went crazy. I guarantee you, Adam Cole gets that title, it's going to be a way more bigger reaction. Adam Cole, WWE guy, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I am also a huge Adam Cole fan. I'm not going to lie. But speaking of, go ahead.
It would just be nice to see some guys establish themselves.
Yeah.
And then I
agree.
And then come to WWE and be like, okay, I came up from the Indies to AEW. Now I'm here. Then if you go back to AEW, dude, you've already paid your dues. You've proven yourself, okay? You made yourself something pre-WWE, like a lot of the guys did. Hogan was going to be – the AWA was going to be the WWF if Hogan didn't leave, because they were behind Hogan. 1,000 – Hulkamania was running wild in Minnesota. And I'm here to tell you, if he didn't jump, Gagne would have been running neck and neck with Vince for a long time. But, dude – MJF has gotten to that level. I feel he is probably one of the greatest wrestlers right now.
I agree. And if I had to sacrifice an Adam Cole title for him having a title, I would do it in a heartbeat.
So would I.
I would do it in a heartbeat, because I also don't want him to rush into it, but yeah, I do. Like he's due something. Mm-hmm. Something he's due.
Something.
Raul is saying, I agree with Adam Cole. He'd be for JW champion once his injury. It's true. It's damn true.
That is damn true.
Speaking of former guy, we'll throw this in there real quick. The other savior I don't understand the popularity of. I just don't get it. I give the guy respect. I really, really do.
Yeah. But
Cody Rhodes, who tore his pectoral muscle, you know, he wrestled at the pay-per-view at the Hell in a Cell with the torn pectoral muscle. Everyone's going, I mean, don't get me wrong, I give the guy credit. I couldn't do it. Too. I wouldn't do it with a stubbed toe. I wouldn't do it because that's fucked up. But that's me. And then it goes out in Raw the next night and gets the shit beat out of him again. So now this injury goes from 6 months to 9 months. you think you maybe shouldn't have done the Hell in the Cell and the Monday Night thing? Because I hate to tell you, Cody, 9 months is a long time to be out of professional wrestling.
Really, your
hype, gone. Everything you just achieved in the last 3 months, 4 months, gone.
Unless they make
Roman Reigns. That's the only way.
No, there's another way. If they make no mention of him, they don't mention him on camera, they don't mention him on anything, if he just stays home and keeps his mouth shut, stays off social media, and if he just shows up when he's healed, if he shows up when he's healed and makes a fucking giant splash, then it will be good to me. That's what I feel.
Well, they actually, because he was talking about the world title, like, because he wants it. I need to get it for my dad. I need to get it for this. So I really do think they were pumping him up to maybe actually fucking beat Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't have minded that. I wouldn't have minded that.
I'm not sold on, I don't get it, but sure, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind it. Because you need someone to deflate fucking Cody, Roman Reigns after a while. Because as much as I like the gimmick, it's 2 years now going on.
Who's lifting weights, Raul?
I think that's how he heard it, isn't he? He was lifting weights.
Oh, he's lifting weights. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I don't think he heard it during a match.
Well, that means Cody doesn't know how to lift. Like, obviously, if you look at it, I'm not shaming anybody's body. I am not picking on anyone or singling anyone out. But if you look at the guys who are built against the guys who are not, you know, the guys that know conditioning, understand how to lift weights, understand how to physically build themselves up, okay? Cody obviously might do like 50 push-ups a night or whatever, but he is not a gym rat, okay? Edge looks fucking good. Roman Reigns looks fucking good. Mm-hmm. What's the McIntyre? He looks fucking good.
Yeah, they're not over. They're big, but they're not over.
They're not Ted Arcidi. No, they're just.
They're not Ivan Putski.
They're ripped. They're fucking. They look good. And you know what? Genetically, maybe these guys. I mean, of course, they're not on the gas like all these other guys were. But you know what? They've reached the peak to where they are, and they look good. They're big. They're strong. I mean, if they were on the gas and they were big like the 80s, 90s guys were, I would love that too. But you know what? They look good. But, you know, Cody obviously was probably, you know what? Let's be honest. Cody was probably trying to push himself to get wherever, you know, and I can admire that. Am I a huge Cody fan? No.
I don't hate him.
I was going to say, do I dislike him? I do not dislike him at all.
No, me neither, but I just don't get it. Like, it's hard to articulate that. I don't hate him. I respect the shit out of him for what he did. I just don't get it.
They're doing the same thing. Listen, the WWE is failing because they're doing the same thing AEW is trying to do. They said, oh, Cody's the next WWE guy that went to AEW and helped start that. Now he left. That's a huge coup. Let's bring him back now. And they got the pop that they wanted at WrestleMania. I will admit it. I watched it. It was a big pop. I personally didn't think it was going to be like that. And I don't think it made as big a splash as maybe a lot of people did, but it definitely got a reaction. Now, is Cody, like I said, and I drop names that are legends. Is he a Shawn Michaels? Is he an Undertaker? Is he a Bret Hart? No, he is not. He's Cody Rhodes. He's mid to upper card guy. Nowadays, maybe he's a top level guy, but you can't compare the guys today. It's like what you and I talked about on the A to Z program. You can't put LeBron James back in Larry Bird, Michael Jordan era because it wouldn't have worked. He would not have fit in. He would have been a mid-level player because as soon as you elbowed him, as soon as Bill Laimbeer or Rodman came down off a steal, fucking LeBron would have been hurt. He would have been bruised and banged up, and he wouldn't have liked that game. He would have been getting stuffed. I mean, there's I apply that to like Rhodes, CM Punk. They wouldn't have been able to survive in that era because they, like the Undertaker said, they're just not tough anymore. And that's the truth. They're not.
And like, I'm not rooting against the guy. I hope when he comes
back, I'm not either.
He gets his pop. He gets his shot. If fucking Roman Reigns is still champion in 9 months, which I tell you right now, it looks like it's going to happen because there's there's no one out there to beat the guy. There really isn't. Unless The Rock comes back. That's the only way it's going to happen. And I mean, then I don't think The Rock will go over.
No, I think The Rock could put him over. I really do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think The Rock would put him over.
All right, let's move on to some less controversial but more exciting news. Because AEW is coming out with a bunch of new shows. Very excited about this.
I heard that.
Yeah, we'll start with the biographies. And I know as soon as the commercial came out, we immediately started chatting with each other because, like, why are the Bellas getting one? But you know what? They were big for what they were, big for what they are.
I don't think so. I still think it's a crock of shit, but go ahead.
Starting Sunday, July 10th, it's a 9-week event that kicks off with biography, WWE Legends. We're going to get Taker. That's going to be awesome. Even though it's like, I think The Last Ride pretty much screwed every other documentary they're going to make because it was so damn good. But
kinda.
Undertaker, the Bella Twins.
Ugh.
The story of WrestleMania 1, which I'm interested in that.
I want to see that one big time.
Goldberg. Rey Mysterio.
That could be interesting.
And then it just says, and more. And more. Okay. I mean, out of those, it's obviously Taker and WrestleMania 1 that are probably the best ones.
I'm interested in I'll get an order. WrestleMania 1, number 1. Taker, number 2. Who else was in there? Goldberg,
Mysterio, and it says more.
I would say Mysterio, because you know what? I would like to see Mysterio startings from AAA or AAA and all the Mexican promotions and then the ECW and then WCW. I thought Rey had a pretty cool rise up. I don't think Rey is one of the greatest of all time. I think Rey is mid to upper card myself. That's just me. I don't think he's like top level like a lot of guys. You know, I get shit for saying that, but I don't feel he's just got that. He's got a lot, and he's very talented, but he is not it just shows you because for a while they were putting the world belt on everybody, okay?
Yeah.
And it really watered it down. So no disrespect to Rey. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. Phenomenal athlete, but this whole bullshit with his son and the fucking goofy shit, like, you know what? I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't like that angle either. I don't like his son either. I don't like his head. I don't like his head.
Nah, he's a fucking cuck. Why.
I just don't like his head. The other ones, he's
a cuck.
The other ones were Edge, Lex Luger, Kurt Angle, and DX. DX should be fun.
So I want to see Lex Luger, DX, because, I mean, I know a lot about DX, but I'm still interested in the story. But I want to see Lex, DX. Who else was there? Kurt Angle and Edge? Yeah, Kurt Angle, Edge. How about trivia?
I like all those except for Goldberg.
Goldberg, no.
The Bellas?
Bella, no.
I mean, the rest I'll watch. I mean, I'm going to watch them all anyway, but, you know, I could do without Goldberg and
me too.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm gonna watch them all anyway.
I'll watch them all. But how's some trivia?
Sure.
You ready for some trivia?
Trivia. I like it.
Okay. Kurt Angle has a niece. Who is this particular niece of Kurt Angle married to?
Kurt Angle has a niece. Who is he married to? I have no clue.
She is married to the Punisher himself. John Bernthal.
Oh, the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she really?
His niece is married to Kurt Angle, and he was on Kurt was on his podcast, and they were talking about family shit, and like Bernthal was getting choked up, like he's like, because he has like mega respect for Kurt, and because he's known him for years, like they got kids and shit, and he's been around Kurt forever, and.
Get Kurt on the Punisher revival when it comes back.
If it comes back.
Well, Daredevil's coming back, so Punisher should come back too.
It should. Luke Cage won't come back. I think they fucked that up.
I think so too.
I didn't like Jessica Jones either. Lauren did, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was a little boring. The next show, WWE Rivals, hosted by actor and former WWE writer, by the way, Freddie Prinze Jr. Okay. They're going to have a show about all rivals. The big ones are going to be Stone Cold versus The Rock, Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, obviously.
Ooh, good one.
Undertaker versus Kane. John Cena versus Edge, and the Monday Night Wars, WCW versus WWE.
That's, that could be interesting.
That'd be pretty cool. But like I said, I'm going to throw out a free promotion for the network. If you want to watch the history, I already told my son, because he was asking me questions, go watch the 15-part miniseries, the Monday Night War, on the WWE Network. You get everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need to know. And it's super – the first two episodes and the last two episodes are super interesting, because that's more about the beginning and the end, and how, okay, like how Bischoff started everything and started the rivalry and stole Luger, and, you know, and yeah, all that shit. And the end is how they fucked it up. They ruined the company.
Yeah.
Everything in between, there's an episode about the Click, an episode about Bret Hart, an episode about Shawn, an episode about Austin, an episode about the Divas. So, but sandwiched in between those, the first two episodes are the beginning, episode two is the NWO.
No shit.
And the last two are about when Russo came over and how they fucked it up. And then the last one was about the Fall and how they lost and how they went out of business. Highly recommend that. It's called the Monday Night War.
Russo really fucked it up when he went there. You know what? There's a lot of guys that think that Vince sent him over there, but he didn't. Vince isn't going to do that.
The one thing I will agree with Russo with is remember, don't forget they had that standards of practice bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he says, everything I wanted to do, they said no. And even Bischoff confirmed that, though. I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to do this, and you got a guy who knows nothing about wrestling saying, sorry, you can't do that. Who are you? I'm a lawyer, and I'm head of this department, and you can't do that. And then meanwhile, WWE's got Jenna Jameson hanging out with Val Venus doing their shit. So who's going to win? Who's going to win those ratings among men 18 to 30?
And then you got Steve Austin coming out and just ruining everything that happens ever on Raw. Who's going to win?
Yeah, that's it. Who's going to win?
I mean, the motherfucker drove a fucking Zamboni to the fucking ring, knocked into the fucking ring, jumped off the Zamboni, and beat up fucking Vince McMahon. There was nothing better than that.
Sprayed them all with beer. Forget about it.
Oh, fucking great.
So, yeah, that's the Monday Night Wars one. But I said, this is probably going to be a shorter version, condensed version. I recommend the Monday Night War on WWE Network. I think you should watch that. That's pretty goddamn awesome. You think we're going to get any new takes on, like, Brett versus Shawn, or is that just enough already? Like, the network covered that shit already.
No, I think we're going to get, like, I think now that Montreal's been outed and everybody's kind of made peace with everything, I think we're going to get a more honest and more feeling kind of episode of Brett versus Shawn.
So Brett.
I think we're going to get a...
Oh, getting calm, Brett.
We're going to get a content Brett. Like,
okay, content's a good word.
He has no reason to lie, no reason to embellish. He can be honest about everything, and so can Shawn.
All right. I like that. Content. That's a good word.
Content, Brett.
Let's hope he's fucking content by now.
Let's hope.
The other show, WWE Smack Talk, which I didn't hear about this one. Booker T, Peter Rosenberg, and host Jackie Redmond. Each half hour after show episode breaks down the biggest moments from each Sunday's episode. Oh, it's just about like biography and rivalries. They're going to talk about what you just watched. Okay. I don't need that. I know what I just watched.
Yeah.
And if I want to talk about it, I'm talking about it with this guy on this show. So I don't need to watch that Smack Talk show. So whatever. But yeah, I'm pumped up about these new shows. I'm really looking forward to the DX and he said all those should be
sounds
a lot of
cool.
Fun. Yeah, should
sounds
be a lot
cool.
Of fun. All right, man. I think we had a good show. We're almost to an hour.
Yeah, we did good. This is a fun show.
My hair is all fucked up. Yeah, we had a good run.
Covered there, a lot. Man. We covered a lot there.
Hi, Rufus.
Poofa.
He's just staring at me, so it's kind of weird. But
my cat looks dead. She's like doing the dead animal thing. She's like this.
He's just staring at me with those eyes. So, quick rundown: what we got going on? I don't know. What's today? Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow, I don't know. Nothing's tomorrow because
yeah, everything's kind of weird this week.
So you know what? If nothing is tomorrow, shoot, this is going to go tomorrow because tomorrow morning is the new episode of Obi-Wan.
Nice.
So since Put in the Books moved to Thursday and Granny's moved to Thursday, shoot, this is probably tomorrow night at some time.
Granny's moved to Friday, remember?
Friday, I meant Friday.
Granny's did I tell you? Friday. I let Ed take the coveted Friday night slot. He begged, pleaded, and promised me $1,000 if he let me take his spot. He didn't promise me $1,000. But no, he... Ed and I worked it out. Ed's got a lot going on. He wanted Friday night. I'm a guy that acquiesced. You know what? I'm a team player.
Team player, baby. PCP.
I'm a team player. You know what? And I got thinking about something, Tim. Me and you, honestly, are the OGs of PCP. Because really, we've outlasted. We're still on. We're still putting content out. We told the boss, anywhere you go, we go. And we have consistently stayed and been on. I mean, I remember there was some guy named Kyle and some guy named Jader. Wasn't there a guy on the Just Two Sweets, or two of them, actually? Now one just pipes in on the conversations to get free movie passes, and the other one disappeared. So I feel like you and I are OG, and I am comfortable enough if Ed wants to go on because he's got important things to do. Go for it, dude. I will more than willing, because you know what? I know that Ed will return the favor. I know that he will.
He will.
And he would. Ed, because Ed's a good dude, man. And I'm being real. Ed's a good dude. He's actually done that for me, and I would do that for him anytime. So, Ed, my brother.
So we'll break it down tomorrow night. Hopefully, if I get it together, we'll be
shooting the
stands because Obi-Wan comes out tomorrow morning. Thursday will be the Put in the Book show, the show about the New York Mets. And after that will probably be Skyline Reviews, your old Disney show with Ashley
and
Gabby.
They're fun.
That's Thursday. Listen,
watch that show because they are a fucking riot.
They are. And Friday, I said, now, like you said, it's going to be the Granny's Peach Tea. I don't know what they're going over. We'll have to look that up. Eric, if you're into it, I'll go after. We'll go late night if you want to go late night for the A to Z program. That's up to you, but I know you're working hard this week. If you want to do like a real true 11 o'clock late night show, I'm down.
I'll know by Thursday or Friday what hours I got to work Saturday. So you know what? If I get a day off, fuck, dude, I'm in. Like I told Ed, I even told Ed, I said, dude, I'll still go on after you. He was worried because he's like, well, I wanted to go at 8:30. I said, dude, that's fine. I said, you go whenever you want to go, man. I want you to have it.
You're the king of late night. So if we have to go late night, we'll go late night.
I told him I can go anytime, anywhere, any place, and they will show up to watch Eric, Johnny Carson, Zant, and Tim, Ed McMahon, Tabala. They will come.
Cool. I'm in for that. So that's the rundown for this week. A to Z might be Friday night. Maybe it'll be Saturday. Maybe we'll take a week off. The man here is working very hard, so we'll see what happens. That's your rundown, and then we start it all over again next week, starting Monday with Double O Deep Dive, which is almost over. 007 James Bond Deep Dive is almost over. Jason will then move on to another franchise. I don't know. I know you know, Eric. I don't know who the franchise is going to be.
I might know, but I took a blood oath.
You made a promise on their show, and we'll hold that till for the death. So that is fine. I'm cool with that. That's no problem.
I can tell you what it won't be. It will not be the Toxic Avenger series. It will not be the Cannonball Run. I do too. It will not be. I don't know what else it won't be, but all I can tell you is it's going to be pretty cool.
I will tell you one thing. On a future episode of this show, we are going to hit some wrestling movies because I got Grant. We're going to do a Just Too Sweet Grannies crossover.
Ooh.
Where we're going to have Ed and Jason come on, and we're going to watch No Holds Barred, which, let's face it, I'm not paying for that movie, so I'm waiting to see it pop up for free somewhere. Then we're going to watch it and have a movie episode. The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, we should. I actually know guys in that movie. I actually wrestled guys in that movie.
So we're definitely going to talk about that because that's just a heartbreaker to watch. What other wrestling movies are there? We'll watch
one. Suburban Commando. Remember the movie Body Slam with Piper and Atonga King?
Body Slam. Can we find Body Slam is the question.
We'll find it.
We have to find it. So, yeah, so stay tuned for that coming up. Next week we'll be back Tuesday, hopefully. I think we should do another pay-per-view next week.
We should. Let's pick an old NWA. Let's pick an old NWA pay-per-view.
I'm going to
get some old obscure names.
I'm going to do some research and see if we can pick up a good old pay-per-view from the back of the day. Maybe even a like another fed. What was those? Maybe Georgia Championship Wrestling. Maybe
There's AWA. They had
AWA. Maybe we'll do one of those.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Yeah. Any last words before we get out of here?
Appreciate everybody tuning in. Tim, appreciate you as always. What a great show. We always do a great show. We are probably the single greatest tag team in the business right now.
We are. We need our belts, boss.
Yeah.
100's coming up quick. We need our belts.
19 shows left.
I want to wear that title every show. I'll wear it every show, I promise. No matter what.
Me too.
No matter what. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. This is the Bad Guy. Big Sexy right here. We'll see you guys next week. Remember, you may not like us, but you learn to love us. We're the best thing going today.
Peace out, people.